Hey guys, it's Mike of New York, Mike Cohen, and here I go with a quick edition of my podcast this week. I have been a little bit under the weather, a little bit of the flu. I don't know if it's the cold, the flu, or something else, but it's something just to, you know, get rid of. And therefore, I can't do the video side of this podcast right now. Otherwise, I would be on camera with you because you know I know that you love to. I haven't shaved in 3 days, and I'm just basically sitting around here in the production center, aka my kitchen, to try and come up with something interesting for everybody today. But my friend Marvin Jeffcoat was on the Joe Piscopo show. And Joe was such a good show. I'm going to interview Marvin anyway later on this week for what his plans are for Woodside, Sunnyside, Jackson Heights, and the parts of the story that are within the 26th City District here in Queens. So here's Marvin Jeffcoat. This is without anybody's permission. I'm just putting it out there for anyone to hear. Joe on the radio fired up this morning, 8:46. Marvin calling in from Queens, baby. Marvin, thank you for always listening. We appreciate that. And with respect, we bring you to the airwaves, my friend. How you doing this morning, my friend? What's going on?
I'm hanging loose like a bucket of juice, as we paratroopers say. Joe, how you doing?
All right, man. What are you thinking about all this, my friend?
Well, I'm glad to see you fired up. And I want to talk about this Fannie thing out there in Georgia, right?
Yes,
and then what they're trying to do here locally. So there's this myth in the law. You know, I recently got my license out in California, and I'm doing a little bit of something. But as a rookie, I could prosecute better than her. You don't prosecute innocent people. And there's not a modicum of probable cause against President Trump, and she's outside of her jurisdiction. But the solutions for her are, and I'm not going to bore you with all the elements, but the crimes.
Yeah, I get
it's you. Prison, compounding crime, abuse of process, and malicious prosecution. And the jurisdictions you talked about in the red states, they need to go after her for this.
Yes.
And put these people on notice to knock it off. That's how we deal with that. President Trump, I think, is going to be okay. He's going to lead us through to our freedom and reserve the republic. However, here locally, they're feeling the heat. And I'm a little nervous because they're talking about reinstituting COVID protocols. You know, they know that their policies have failed. My opponent and the whole cabal, because assault, battery, prostitution are rampant. Bike lanes are creating fire hazards and traffic nightmares. There's no strategy to address the flooding, so folks will die again because they haven't cleaned the catch basins and they don't have a strategy to stop that. And they want to bring in more migrants and create more illegal apartments. Sidewalk cafes increase rat harborage. Folks are broke and the misery index is up. But the most important thing, Joe, migrants are replacing New Yorkers. And I talked about this at the Queens County GOP barbecue. They're saying there's no solution. I got a solution. It's called ADR, arrest, detain, and repatriate in a very reverent manner, provide them the treatment that they need. But no money should be spent on these people other than to send them back to federal facilities at the border states. And, what we need to do is write the mayor, the governor, the legislature, the council, and judges and demand no COVID protocols. But if that fails, we got to get out there and we got to vote early in person, or if they do the mail-ins, do the mail-ins. But most importantly, we got to volunteer and watch the polls for candidates you believe in. Because if not, Joe, this may be our last free and fair election. So
you're right.
That's my take on it.
Marvin, it's great. Marvin, you are I know you're running. You're running again? You up for any office as I speak?
Yes.
Tell us about it, please.
I'm running for the 26th City Council District in Queens. MarvinJeffcoat.net. I need those $10 donations. And it encompasses Woodside, Sunnyside, Long Island City, and a little bit of Astoria. The folks in my district have told me they're fed up with Julie. Because now she's trying to, she told Bob Holden that, that cabal is far left. No, but Julie voted not only to defund the police department, Joe, she went in and she wanted to reduce the academy size, so we got less officers. The last precinct council, I talked to the commander of the 108. You know what he told me? We need more money, and we need more cops. And I got their back. I'm a former military policeman, airborne ranger, and I'm here to fight this thing. You know, I got their backs. I got the cops back.
Yeah. Marvin, thank you. Call anytime, man. You got the airwaves. Thank you for your service, my friend. God bless. Let's talk soon, all right? Thank you, brother. Marvin right there.